This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. Now with today's entry, here's Susan Evans.
February 10th, 1779. Lieutenant Colonel George Rogers Clark's army was about 100 miles from Fort Sackville. Captain Joseph Bowman told of stormy weather and of the army's lack of tents for shelter from the rain. This day, Clark's soldiers crossed the river of the Petite Fork upon trees that were felled for that purpose. The water being so high, there was no fording it. In Vincennes, British Lieutenant Governor Henry Hamilton said the Wabash River continues to rise considerably.
Now with a look at activities from tomorrow's date, here's Lance Lane.
February 11, 1779. It had been a week since Lieutenant Colonel Clark's army marched out of Kaskaskia. Nearly the entire trip had been a wet one. Today was no exception. Captain Joseph Bowman wrote, quote, "Cross the Saline River," end quote. Clark noted that his men had frequently waded in water, but perhaps seldom above half leg deep. However, during the next few days, the men reached deeply flooded waterways, and as the water levels rose, so did Clark's anxiety level.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.